A show of support for an army facing defeat on the battlefield. They chant the name of junta leader Captain Ibrahim Traore, who has lost control of almost half of the country to armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL. Despite the military setbacks, these demonstrators believe Traore is bringing sovereignty back to Burkina Faso after he cut military cooperation with France, the former colonial power.
The president has shown us that he has what it takes to govern the country. He showed us by chasing France out of the country.
But chasing armed groups out of the country is proving more difficult than expected. Without the military support of France or cooperation from the United States, Traore is looking at new partnerships. On Thursday, he announced Russia has become a key strategic ally, but denied the presence of Russian mercenaries.
There are many countries that have refused to sell us equipment, refused outright. Others have told us that they don't sell lethal equipment. Are we expected to fight the enemy with rocks? So we've turned to other countries to buy arms.
In April, the junta announced a mass mobilization, calling on anyone fit and above the age of 18 to take up arms and fight for the nation. But human rights organizations say badly trained soldiers are perpetrating atrocities. 156 civilians were killed by men in uniform last month. The army deny their involvement. Civil society groups fear these crimes are going unpunished. Despite these scenes on Saturday, many people are growing increasingly frustrated with the military setbacks.
I think these protests are an attempt to hide defeats. We haven't seen the army reconquer territory, and more villages are being displaced by armed groups and terrorists.
These demonstrations are seen as an attempt to lift the morale of a nation where 2 million people are displaced and thousands have been killed in what seems an unstoppable and unwinnable war. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.